Neil, we've got to start off with looking at your time at Rotherham. You've had a few great achievements over your career, but whereabouts do you put what you've achieved at Rotherham in aspects of your career?
Well, I think it's got to be right up there at the top, really. And you know, to be 6 points adrift within a week of being there, and the fixtures coming up, really, when you looked at the fixtures, it were horrific fixtures. But, you know, the lads never got their heads down. They started believing, and it was just a great situation to be in, you know, when we more or less secured safety by beating MK Dons late on. And we played so well that day, and, you know, we took 3,000 fans there, and I'm sure they'll out there remember that day for many years. So it was good all the way around. It's a lovely club, and Chairman, you know, I got on well with him and the board, and the fans were fantastic.
That's what I was going to say when I first spoke to you in the press conference, Neil. It was that there was a lot of your fixtures were top eight opposition. And you simply said, we've got to beat them. And you did beat them. I mean, that's got to be some wonderful memories of beating those top clubs.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the Championship. I think it's a league that I just get into it, really. And I'm not bothered, you know, which club I'm with, etc. I think, you know, a group of lads can be moulded into what you want. And I think anything's possible, really. And I think we showed that, you know, to go to Ipswich and Sheffield Wednesday and come back from three down and 8 minutes to go against Derby. You know, there were some great moments.
And I mean, when you look at this side, I mean, you take over a squad that were in that poor position. I mean, what was it like spirit-wise? Was it a case that you really had to GM up, or was the spirit always there?
No, it was pretty bleak when we took over. I think they more or less accepted they were going to get relegated, and what I want, you know, there weren't enough, not enthusiasm, but the organisation was lacking, really. We had to get really well organised early doors, and then some good players at the club, but they'd lost confidence, and you know what it's like. You lose confidence, and then you take that second longer, and you get, you know, that you lose the ball and etc. So we just had to reinstall good habits, really, and I think the training ground, Kevin Blackwell and Ronnie Jepson were fabulous with me as well, and the training ground is where we did it all, really. We got them believing that anything was possible, and I think they just come on board, really. And Lee Frecklington, who'd been there many, many years, scored some important goals, and we stopped conceding, which they'd been conceding so many goals before we came. It was a, you know, you could see why they were going to get relegated. So all those little bits and bobs, it made that we got a good recipe, and we managed to get out of trouble.
Do you think you've left a great foundation then for Alan Stubbs?
Well, I think it's a, you know, there's not a lot to change other than getting one or two bodies in. You know, it's always hard to when you're in the Championship, you're playing against all the top sides to attract players. And although I think we were down the line with trying to get two or three in, Alan will have his own ideas now, and he will need to strengthen the squad. You know, it's a little bit weak in areas if you pick up one or two injuries, especially this year where there's no emergency loans allowed after the window closes between, September the 1st and January. So, I think you've got to have one or two extra players in that can probably play different positions as well.
And I mean, you're in a position now where obviously you turned down the Rotherham job. Just how tough a decision was that? Because I know it took a number of weeks to come to that decision.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those. They'll push me for a decision, and I didn't want to do it for the wrong reasons. It's like I said, I had a great time, and they offered me a fabulous contract. It was no good denying that. But it would have been wrong. It would have been wrong to do it. I think they needed a younger player, like an Alan Stubbs, to come on, take on board 2 or 3 years to get the training ground sorted out. Now, the stadium's lovely, but the training ground leaves an awful lot to be desired. And it's going to take a lot of work, that. And I think it needs somebody. And I didn't really have the time for that. And whereas, you know, I'm sure as they build now, the chairman, I've told the chairman what needs doing. And I think he'll try and help Alan achieve that. And, you know, the club will be better for it. But, you know, it was a decision that I didn't really just want to make it on the financial situation. I wanted it to be right for everybody. And it didn't seem morally right for me to pick the big money up and not be able to do exactly what I wanted to do.
We haven't seen the last of you in football, have we, Neil?
No, not at all. No, I'm looking forward to a challenge now. I just want to... there's not many opportunities left in the summer. I think most of the jobs have gone now. But, you know, the next step will be probably, unfortunately for some, it'll be September, October when they started off badly, won't it? I'm afraid that's management for you. It's whilst there's successes stories, there's also, you know, disappointments in when you're the manager. And so, unfortunately, when you get a job, it's usually another manager that's not done so well.
And I mean, we're in that position now where there's all the paper talk regarding where you might be going. I know you've been linked to one or two jobs that have now been taken. Just how near have you got to getting another job?
Oh, yeah, I've been very close, you know. One of them in particular, it wasn't quite right. I didn't feel comfortable. And at my age, I've got to feel comfortable. I want to, you know, enjoy working for people. Having said that, I've seen some of the appointments that some of the clubs have made, and I'm not sure they're the right appointments as well. So it'll be interesting watching from afar now and seeing how they are, and waiting, as I did last year, really, for an opportunity to come up, you know, for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, you're right there, Neil. And you've spoken about Tony Stewart and Rotherham. Where do you think the future lies now for Rotherham? Because a lot of people there think that this is a club that can grow and is on the up. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be careful, really. It's stabilised in the. I mean, fortunately, we managed to keep in the Championship, which is a club like Rotherham's got to do that. The revenue that it generates, you know, by staying in the Championship. When you look at the teams coming down, for example, Newcastle, Villa, and Norwich, all big catchments, you know, especially the away fans. So it was massive to stay up. Now they're up. Stayed up. The stadium, nothing at all wrong with that. It's a fabulous stadium. But the infrastructure behind the scenes, it's got to be better. You know, at the moment, it's non-league. And it's got to be better to attract better players to the club. The structure's got to change. And, you know, a lot of work's got to be done behind the scenes. And I think the chairman will do it. He showed he's not averse to hard work when he's done the stadium. But I think now his next job is really to try and provide a very good training ground for a club at that level.
And I mean, one club appointed a manager last week, a former side in Rotherham. Another one in Leeds United appointed Gary Monk. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a sensible appointment. I think he's had enough time out. He's a young man and he wants to get stuck into something. He knows the club is massive, you know, and he'll be judged on results. I don't think anybody knows from the outside what actually goes on there. For a manager, but he's obviously thought there's not a lot else around for him at the moment, and so why not see what he can do? They've got some very, very good young players now. They've got the nucleus of a decent side. I mean, you know, the crowd isn't second to none, really, in the country. They're just fanatics, really. I mean, I remember when I was there, I was disappointed when I was there because I thought we were very close, and to sell Snodgrass just the week before the season started, it was a massive blow to us. Having said that, you know, I was told that we could spend some of the money on good players and never materialise, you know. The plug was pulled. So it was disappointing in that respect. But, you know, I'll never forget cup wins like Everton, Southampton. I think we beat Tottenham Hotspur, Gareth Bale and all that night. And great atmospheres. And, you know, it's a wonderful club.
Just finally, Neil, like you were talking about Leeds United, of course you've managed it yourself. When you look at a club like Leeds United and when managers approach it, is there always a temptation to take it? Because there's that one, if you could be the manager that took Leeds into the Premier League, it would really be a stuff of legends, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the biggest club I've ever managed, by a mile, and I've no disrespect to the clubs I've managed. You don't realise how big it is until you actually turn up there. But the problem is, really, I'm just surprised that there's been nobody substantial wanting to buy it. That's the biggest shock for me when I look at. I mean, I spent 6 months of my tenure there, working so hard trying to get the GFH in to buy it, thinking that was going to be the answer to my dreams because they promised me money in the January window for players. Only to find out when it finally goes through in December that they didn't want to spend anything and didn't have anything. And so, I wasted 6 months desperately trying to get some owners, trying to help Leeds, really, as a club, get new owners so that we could move forward. And in the end, it was a waste of time, 6 months, and we were back to scratch. So, you know, I mean, I don't dislike Cellino. I've met him a couple of times. His heart's in the right place. It's just how they do things. Italians are like that. You know, Gianni Paladini was up and down, hot and cold at QPR. But I still liked him. And I'm sure it'll come back now. It's only a matter of time. Gary Monk's a sensible appointment, and I think if he lets him manage and helps him, supports him by letting him bring the players in that he knows and not just anybody that they want to bring in, then you never know. It's not going to take much to... I think the Championship's wide open. I don't think these clubs coming down will find it as easy as they think it's going to be. They've all got things to prove. You know, Benitez in the Championship, yep, $45 million wage bill, but I don't think that guarantees success. I think Mateo at Villa, they've got an awful lot of dealings behind the scenes to cope with. So, you know, I think it's going to be wide open for somebody this year.
Well, Neil, it's certainly going to be a very interesting watch. We hope to see you back in football soon as well. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Oxford Football Show, Neil.
Thank you very much.